Ah, Friday and Hanukkah to you all.
One second, I was just going to make the announcement.
Start to everybody in North West London. Tuesday, 30th of November, 20th of Kislev. Runways for Old Faust. Lighting up the street. This week's terrorism sponsored. Ilan Nishma, Samaras Buria, Bas Shlomo. By the family.
A fair and Hanukkah to you all. The end of Parshas Emor, where the Parshas Neiros is brought down, it is somuch, very close to the Parshas Moyadois. And the Yom Tov which is closest to the Parshas Neiros happens to be the Yom Tov of Sukkot. That means the Torah was masmich, Yom Tov of Sukkot, to the Parsha of Neiros, which we today celebrate with the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. The Balaturim explains the proximity between the Yom Tov of Sukkot and the Parshas Neiros. He says because they have something in common. What does the Yom Tov of Sukkot and Parshas Neiros have in common? Zog the Balaturim, both of them are 8 days, and both of them are Goimrim Olav Esahalal all 8 days. We all know that the Ikar Din in Yom Tov on Pesach and Shavuos is to say Halal only once. That we say every day is only a minig. For that reason, we only say half of Halal. The only Yom Tov where we say the whole Halal every single day is Sukkot and Chanukah. So that's the Tzad HaShoveh between Sukkot and Chanukah, is that Goimrim Olav Es HaHalal all 8 days. No, Shmini Atzeres is really Meshach Shayach to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's shayach to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Sukkot, it has a din of Re'egel Bifnei Atzmo, they have a certain din, but it's definitely shayach to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Another place where we find Sukkot coming into Chanukah is that there's a Bechleikus in the Gemara between Beshama and Beshil. If the way there's a shinu in the Neiros each day, if what you have to do is Moisiv Ohila, whether we have to increase, and that's how we do, starting the first day one, going up to eight on the eighth day, and Beshama said it was the other way around. Start on the first day 8 Neiros, and the second day 7, till the last day only 1 Neiros. And the Gemara asked, from where do Beis Shammai take the Mekor to come along and do that? Zog the Gemara, Kenegel Porei Achag. Like the Porei Achag in the Beis HaMikdosh, where Mismatel Vahilchit, they lessened as the time passed. Kedei to be Meramas, that the Umas Oilam will be Kolim. So too, Chazal Masak and the Ne'er Chanukah is Mismatel Vahilchit. What Shaiches is there between the Porei Achag and Chanukah of Poiches V'Hoylech? We see that Chazal deemed it necessary, Chazal saw it fit to, in the tikkun of the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah, to allude, to be meramez, to the Porei Achag, which are shayach to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Again, we see the similarity, as the Bala Turim points out, between Sukkot and Chanukah. Another place that we see it, we see that in both these Yom Tovim, part of the integral part of the mitzvahs that are shayach is the Indian of Mahadrim. As we all know, on Sukkot, we take an Esrog, and the Esrog is termed, in the Torah, it's called Pre-Eitz Hodo. It is the Eitz Hodo. The Torah Bechal doesn't say Esrog, it leaves it for Chazal to work out what it is. But the Torah says one thing. This mitzvah is shayach to the Indian of Hodo. And there are many dinim of the Dalet Minim, which are learnt out, because the Esrog has to be Hodo. For example, it mustn't be Chosa, and things like that, because it has to be Hodo. So too, in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Chazal were mesaked that even though the Ikar mitzvah is Nerish Shabeser, you only have to malik one Ner, Chazal were mesaked many, many different takonas of Ner Lekol Echod Ve'echa, Moise Vaholach or Poiches Vaholach, depending on whether you hold like Misham and Besil. And Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos calls the people from Fang this thing, Mahadir, Mahadin, Mena Mahadin. Again, we see in Chanukah, similar to Sukkot, the Indian of Mahadin. Chazal wanted Hidu. Again, we see a shaychus between Sukkot and Chanukah. Another place we find that is, we find the Mishnah in Bikurim talks about how far you can bring Bikurim. The Mishnah says you can bring Bikurim Me'achag from Yom Tov at Chanukah. Till Chanukah. The Mishnah doesn't say Kof Hei Kisli. The Mishnah says Chanukah. The Mefarshim HaMadayik, that the Yom Tov of Sukkot is Nishad, it's Meir, the Hashbah of the Yom Tov still remains until the time of Hanukkah. The Simcha of Sukkot remained until the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, and therefore it has a Shaychus one with the other. And therefore Bikurim, which has a Shaychus to the Simcha of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, can be brought as well until Hanukkah. What's the Shaychus between Sukkot and Hanukkah? We've pointed out here, I think, four places where we find that Sukkot and Hanukkah are Meshach Shaych one to the other. And I'll just conclude by saying the fifth place, where we see that Sukkot, as we all know, is Zecher L'Anane HaKovod. The Anane HaKovod came B'Schus Aron HaKoyim. To be honest, the Yom Tov of Sukkot is a Yom Tov which is Shaykh more than anyone else to Aron HaKoyim. Because Sukkot is Zecher L'Anane HaKovod, and the Anane HaKovod were here B'Schus Aron HaKoyim. Who was the Madlik of the Menorah? Aliday, who did the Nes of Hanukkah come? The Koyanim, Bimei Matisyo, Ben Yoichlin, Koyengol, Chashno, Vondo, they were Koyanim, and they again were Madlik, the Menorah, and they again were Menatzeach against the Yevonim. The Ramban explained that when the Aron HaKoyen estate was Chol Shodato, he was very upset that he wasn't there in the Chanukah of the Mishka, but the Rabbeinu Shalom in Gezot, Shelcho Gedoyla Mishalahem. There's another case in other places where it says, not Shalcho Gedoyla Shalahem, but Shalcho Lo'olam Kayemes. Your Shaychus will remain forever. Even after the Beis HaMikdosh or the Mishkan will not be there, but what you've done, the Avodah that you have a Shaychus to, will remain forever and not be bottled. Zuk the Gemara for us. Sha'ato Madlik Umeite Vesamanoyer. You will be Madlik Umeite Vesamanoyer. The Ramban explained, how is the Menorah Kayim forever? Zuk the Ramban, because even though the Beis HaMikdosh was going to be bottled and Chorer, but the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, which Aron HaKohen was responsible for, that at some level remained. How did that remain at level? When his children and his descendants would come later and reinstitute the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah, and Mikoyach that Chazal would be Mesaken, the Gewaldige mitzvah that we have of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, and that mitzvah will stay in Mitzvah Shem Lo'olam V'Lo'olam till the Rabbeinu Shalom decide to build for us again the Beis HaMikdosh. That's what the Gemara says. Shelcho le'olam kayemet. It will always remain. Sha'atom madlik u'meitev samanoyah. And even when you will no longer be able to be madlik u'meitev samanoyah, Klal Yisrael will, in memory of that, be madlik u'meitev. And we have to stress, it's not just a memory. We find that there's certain dinim in the menorah, as Rabbi Yaakov pointed out, there's a mitzvah to take shem and zay zoch. And the reason is because the actual menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh had to be done with Shem and Zayit. We also say, Haneirois Halolu Kodeshein, Ve'ein Lonu Rishus Lishtamish Vehem. V'chi Kedusha Yisvo, what Kedusha is there in the Neirah? One of the Rishonim explained that the reason why we are not allowed to be Mishtamish with the menorah is because the menorah is the personification of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdosh. That means even though the menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh is no longer here, it remains at some level. Chazal and the Rabbeinu Shalom allowed us, Baroiv Chazdoi, to have a Shaychus to the Habloka, which Aron HaKohen started in the Beis HaMikdosh and kept in the Beis HaMikdosh, and that was Lo'olam Kayemes, in that we today are Madlik, the Menorah, today on these 8 days of Hanukkah. Again, we see the Shaychus between Sukkot and Hanukkah, that Sukkot is B'Zeicha L'Anane HaKovod, which had a Shaychus to Aron HaKohen. And the Menorah is, as well, something which is the Lechol Lo'olam Kayemes, the Hemshech of the Avodah of Aron HaKohen. I'd like to explain the Shaychus between these two things, between Sukkot and Hanukkah, at a deeper level. There are be'etzem two mitzvahs, only two mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is dafka niskayim, not in the confines of a person's home. In fact, you cannot be mekayim in your own home. You have to be mekayim dafka out of the home. And that is Sukkot. A person Sukkot, as we all know in the Yerotzim, we say simi beisi. You have to go out of your home. Today we all have it in our homes. But we open the roof, the home is bottled, and we put the schach and we make a diras arek. Thereby we've gone out of our homes and been mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkot out of our home.
Which is very wrong.
Which is very wrong.
The indoor sukkah.
The habit is part of your house.
The gentleman said it's very wrong, but the Al Kaponim, that's definitely that anyone who does it that way is Mekayim the Din. And he's been making the mitzvah of Sukkah because he's taken away the deer's kva and he's made the deer's arm. Okay. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is well stated in the din. Where do we have to be madlik? We have to be madlik mi Pesach, Beisoy, mi Bachutz. In the times of the Gemara, and in many, many circles still today in Klal Yisrael, if a person will be madlik the menorah inside, he's not yet to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has to be niskayim dafke mi Bachutz. A person, even if he's madlik inside and then takes it outside, the Gemara says he's also not yet to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah which the Torah, which Chazal gave, and it has to be niskayim dafke out of the person's home. So we have these two mitzvahs, Sukkot and Chanukah, which we've pointed out in five or six places that they're shayach one to the other, Sukkot and Chanukah, and both of them have another similarity, that the mitzvah has to be niskayim dafke out of the person's home, as opposed to every other mitzvah, which you can do it in your home, you can do it out of the home, but there's no hakpada dafke, even tefillah. So Gemara says tefillah has to be in a shul, or Gemara says chotzev alei, a person who davened out of his home in a biksa, in a valley, out of a room. But it's not ma'akev. You can't say a person who davened outside in the Rosh Hashanah was not yitzat tefillah. It was yitzat tefillah. But sukkahs, if a person will be mekayim sukkah in his home, beisoy, even though it will be kosher schach, but it's got the kliyos of a bayit. Or the gentleman said, didn't even like the fact that we open the roof and we put it over there. But zeh definitely in the home. And if a person decides, bizman in the ikar takona, before the shasa sakona, to be mekayim ner Chanukah in the home, he will not be yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be done dafke outside. We say in the pizman that we say every single day after adlokas ner Chanukah, uforzu choymois migdola, the yevonim were porets. They made holes. They breached the walls of my migdol, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the Timu Kol HaShmalim. What were these Choymos Migdolai that the Yevonim breached and why? The Mishnah says that Yud Gimel Pirtus they made. They made 13 Pirtus and they made the Tafke in a particular wall. The wall was the Surik. The Surik, as we know, was the dividing line from till where Goyim couldn't cross. Goyim was able to come to the Beis HaMikdash, so we were even able to bring korbanos. But a Goy wasn't able to reach physically, and obviously not spiritually, the same level that the Yid was able to reach in the Beis HaMikdash. And this was brought about by a physical barrier called the Soyer, whereby the Goyim were not allowed to pass, and that kept the Goyim literally in their place and told them, Ad kan vesuloy, more than this you can't. And this the Yevonim couldn't accept. The first thing that the Yevonim did when they came there was to be poretz. With 13 pirtzas, the number 13 has a significant. This Sorek, to breach it, to say the Hevdel ben Yisrael la'amim doesn't exist. In fact, we see that the Ikar HaKpodah, which the Yevonim had, was in particular mitzvahs. Chazal tell us, Chodesh, Shabbos, Mila. What was so particular about these three mitzvahs? Shabbos, we find, is the ois. Beini ubeincho, a goy who keeps Shabbos is chayav misa. They couldn't live with Shabbos. Mila is the ois, which physically sets apart a yid and a goy. They weren't able to accept the metzias that the yid's guf is different and therefore they were goys of Mila. And Chodesh, the Mefarshim explained, they weren't able to accept that the zmanim, the times, on nikva, lefi klal Yisrael. They didn't live by the lunar, they lived by the solar system, which was Teva, and the Metzias of the Chidush, Palavonah, which was Kaveh Dasmanim, of which Klal Yisrael were responsible for in determining, was another thing that they couldn't live. This Hevdel Ben Yisrael La'amim was something that the Yevonim couldn't accept, and that's why they came and they made Pirtzas in the Soyrek, which was the physical barrier between Klal Yisrael and the Amim. I once heard, when many, many years ago, from Matisyol Solomon, who explained the pizman, Nase Neis L'Shoshanim. Apart from the fact that it rhymes with Minoisai Kankani, Nase Neis L'Shoshanim, he brought on this pizman a Rashi. Rashi in Sheashirim brings down, K'Shoshano Bein Achoichi Kein Rayosi Bein Abonos. My Rayosi, referring to Klal Yisrael, between the Bonos, referring to Omos, to the Umos, is compared to a Shoshana. A Shoshana arose bein achoichir. Zok Rashi. What's a Shoshana bein achoichir? Rashi says, Shemenakminoisai, a rose is between thorns and it's constantly pierced by the thorn. Even though Menakmin Oisa, the Tomiti on Medes Benoya the Admimusa, Al Af, the Nikuv, and the penetrations that the thorns try and do to this Shoshana, it has a Maila that, with notwithstanding all of that, it stands in its beauty of Admimusa Ubenoya. Its redness and its fullness, its beauty, and that's the Shoshana. The Shoshana is the flower that more than anything brings out the ability of a physical thing, even though it's surrounded by thorns which try and be menakavit and take away and lessen its beauty, to remain in its beauty. And therefore, after the Pizman, Bala Pizman said, Uparatsu Choymes Migdolai, which refers to the Goyim wanting to take away the difference that there is between Klal Yisrael and the Ummas, and literally with their thorns pierce and take away from its beauty, Zog de Bala Pizman, as is a Nase Neis La Shoshana, Matisyo and his children came and left Klal Yisrael like a Shoshana, who even between the Choychim is still Oymed, Benoyo, Beyofo. There's a very beautiful chat that I heard from Matisyo. But we do find in another play where the Yevonim came along, even not the Seir, and they did pierces. The Gemara in Irvin explained that there were two tkufas when Yerushalayim was a Rishus Harabim and when Yerushalayim wasn't a Rishus Harabim. Historically, Yerushalayim was surrounded by a wall and that made it into a Rishus Hayochi. The Gemara brings down a stira that there were other times when you see that Yerushalayim was no longer Rishus Hayochi and the Rishus Harabim in it had the din of Rishus Harabim. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be? In one place we find that Yerushalayim was a Rishus Hayochi, in other places we find that Yerushalayim was no longer Rishus Hayochid. Look, the Gemara, Kan lifnei shepirtzu akim pirtzes. This was before the Goyim breached the wall, the Kan la'ache. And the Gemara does not let us know which Goyim and which time in history we're referring to when the Goyim breached the wall of Yerushalayim and turned it from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Harabi. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah brings down this Gemara and adds another word. I don't really know where the Makor of Tosis is, but as I state in Tosis, another word is added. Tosis brings down not Kan La'acha Shapirtzu Nochim or Aku, Pirtzis in the walls of Yerushalayim, but Tosis says Kan La'acha Shapirtzu Yevonim, Zuk Tosis in Daf, I think, Kof Gimel, after the Yevonim made Pirtzis in the walls of Yerushalayim. So we find again that the Yevonim had this insatiable need, this urge to come along and breach walls of Klal Yisrael. They breached the Seir in the Beis Hamikdash. They breached the wall around Yerushalayim. What made this so necessary? What made the Yevonim so lahut, with an urgency to breach the walls around Yerushalayim, to breach the walls of the Beis Hamikdash? The Sfasemes brings from the Chidush HaRei a very beautiful explanation. He says, there's a Rishus HaYochi and the Rishus HaRabim. He says, the Zoya explained, the Rishus HaYochid, the emissary Rishus HaYochid, is the Rishus of the Yechidoi Shel Oilam. The Yochid HaMiti is the Rabbeinu Shel Oilam, who he is the Yechidoi Shel Oilam. Therefore, the Zoya explained the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid are 10 by 4. 10 tfochim high, 10 4 tfochim wide, surrounded by walls of 10 tfochim, and 4 tfochim wide. Those are the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid to explain that the reason being is the four oisis of the Shema, Yud, K, Vov, K, bringing out the Nekuda of the Dalet al Dalet. And the words Yud, K, Vov, K are 10 letters. The Yud is 3, the He is 2, all together. There's 10 letters, that's the 10th Fochem Ha'ah. Because the Rishus HaYochid Be'etzim is the Rishus of the Yechidoi Shel Oilam, Azoi Shteit in Zoyakud. There are places where the Hashroas HaShchina is completely visible and apparent. And those places are called Rishus HaYochid. Those places are places where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Mashre, Shechina, Ba'ofen, not Ba'ofen Hester, but in a completely visible manner. The Rishus HaRabim is a place where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's presence is less felt, is not so apparent.
The halacha in those days, the Yerushalayim, as it was then, smaller than now, of course, was the Rishus HaYochid l'halacha?
It depends. Before the Yevonim were Peretz Pirtzes, it had the din of Rishus HaYochid, correct. That's what the Gemara said.
In practice, it was a Rishus HaRabim.
No, once it's surrounded by a Mechitza, it had the din of Rishus HaYochid. So it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. In that it was surrounded by a Mechitza, it cannot be turned a Rishus HaYochid.
Surrounded by?
A wall.
Yeah.
So before that wall was breached, it had the din of Rishus HaYochid, not Rishus HaRabim. Where the people came and went over there was irrelevant.
If the wall
it was
made the Eruv.
The wall was, yeah. All our Eruvs is something like a wall, per se. But the real, they really had a wall around, it definitely was Rishus HaYochid. The Beis HaMikdash was a Rishus HaYochid. The Mefarshim bring down the wall which made it properly into Rishus HaYochid, the whole Chotzer, the whole Azora, was the Seirim. That was the Rishus HaYochid. The Rishus of the Yechidah Shaloylo. We find that Avraham Avinu came to Har HaMoriah when it was still called the Har. Yitzchok Koroi Sodeh, and Yaakov called it Bais. The Avodah of our Ovis was to turn a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid, to make a place where Rabbeinu Shalom's presence was not felt and not visible, and to turn it into a Rishus HaYochid where the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence is completely felt and visible and apparent. And that was the Avodah of the Ovis, starting from Avraham Avinu, culminating in Yaakov Avinu, who called it a Bayis. By Yaakov's days it became a Bayis, which was the emissary Rishus HaYochid. Esav Le'umasah was Esav Ish Sodeh. Esav was a man of the fields, a man of the outside. Yaakov Ishta, Yoshev Aholim. Yaakov was a man of oil, a man of tents, a man of a Rishus HaYochid. There lies the difference between Yaakov and Esav, a difference that has continued throughout the generations. Yaakov's Avodah was an Avodah of creating oil. The oil took on different shapes and forms. A Beis Medrash is an oil, a Yiddish home is an oil, and the Beis HaMikdash was the oil with the Hei HaYadiyah, the Emes HaOil, the Emes HaBayis, the place where Rabbeinu Shalom's Shechina was felt at different levels, at its most extreme level in the Beis HaMikdash, at a lesser level in Yerushalayim. But all these places were places which were termed Rishus HaYochid, and the Emes Rishus HaYochid is the Yechidah Shel Olam. The Yevonim were not able to accept them. The Yevonim didn't like the Metzias, that the person's life is determined and governed by an outer power, by a Koyach, called the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, their antithesis was the Rishus HaYochid. They were Rishus HaRabim people. They were people of Teva. They were people without accepting upon them the yoke of Torah. In fact, the Avodah was Dafke Lahashkichom Torah Secho. I once heard from somebody who said, Lahashkichom Torah Secho. They said, we have no problem with you sitting and learning. Just forget that it's the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. Learn Torah like a science, like a math, knowledge. They also understood, accepted, adhered, and related to the concept of Chochmah. But the concept of Torah Secho, that our Torah is Torah Hashem, that's something they couldn't live with. They couldn't live with this Rishus HaYochid, which was the place where the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence was felt, and we know that we're constantly and always being governed by the Rotzen and by the Dinei HaTorah, which Rabbeinu Shalom set for. And therefore they came along, they came along and they made holes in that wall, turning this Rishus HaYochid into something which is no longer Rishus HaYochid. They were parets, they breached, they said, we don't want this Rishus HaYochid. We want the Rishus HaRabim should be able to filter in and turn this Rishus HaYochid into something which is like the Rishus HaRabim, something where Hashem's presence is no longer and will no longer be felt. So every place that they saw a Rishus HaYochid, they came along and were parets and breached. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were parets, the Soyreg, taking away the Shem Rishus HaYochid from the Beis HaMikdash, letting the outside filter in and taking away that Maila of Rishus Yechidah Shaloyla. When Yerushalayim, which also had some level of Kedusha more than the other places around it, because there the presence of the Shechina was also more felt, came the Yevonim and again breached it to allow again the Rishus HaRabim outside filter in and take away the Metzias of Rishus HaYochid Yechidah Shel Olam. Came along Chazal, Le'umasnat explained to Sosemes, and he said, not only are we going to correct and fix those breaches and again start the Rishus HaYochid, again bring back the Rishus HaYochid and allow us to enjoy and see and relate to the Ashuras HaShchin that is, that there was in the Beis HaMikdash, but we're going to be Masakan the Mitzvah, we're going to take this menorah, and as we know the Beis HaMikdash had windows which diagonalized into the outside, so that the oil of the Beis HaMikdosh should go out and light up the whole world. Chazal came along and we're masakin the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah again, which a Yid goes and takes by his Beis HaMikdosh, by his Rishus HaYochid, by his Mikdosh Ma'at, by his place where he's mashed the Shechinah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam into his home, and he lights that light at the door, saying that not only will I not allow the Rishus HaRabim to filter into my home and lessen the presence of the Shechinah, I'm going to be mekayem a mitzvah at the door of my home, from the outside, where the oil of that mitzvah, which as we've explained earlier, brought down, as we've explained earlier, is the hemshech of the menorah, the oil of the menorah, the oil of the Torah, the oil of the Shechinah, the oil which shows the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence, is going to be there at the door, lightening up the whole outside, and making the whole Rishus HaRabim from the outside be lit with the oil of the menorah, and turning the Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid in a spiritual sense, where the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence is felt. That vikuach that there is between Esav and Yaakov, where Esav was Ish Sodeh, and Yaakov, where Esav was Ish Sodeh, who was a Rishus HaRabim human being, a Teva person, a person who couldn't accept the confines of the Rishus HaYochid of Yechidoi Shaloyla, and Yaakov who saw himself as sitting in a Yaakov Ish Tom Yoishav Olim, doing his avodah there, and through those diagonal windows of the Beis HaMikdosh, making the whole Bria and the whole Teva alight with the presence of the Shechinah. That vikuach is a vikuach which started in the days of Yaakov and Esau, carried on to the days of the Yevonim and the Misyavnim, where the Yevonim Misyavnim and the Klal and the Chachmei Ador, where again they were arguing with that. There's a pitgam, a memory which the Reform used to say, Hevei Yehudi Babayit Ben Adam Berchov. Remain a Jew in your home, but in the outside be a person. And that's a mistake. We say, Hevei Yehudi Babayit, do your avodah in your Beis HaMikdosh, in your home, in your Mikdosh Ma'at, and let that filter out to outside. Let that expose that to the whole Bria. Let the whole Bria see how a Yid behaves, not just in the inside of his home, but in the outside of his home as well. So that vikuach that started with Yaakov and Esav, carried on in the days of the Yevonim, is a vikuach with comes backwards and forwards and strategic removals and advances, continuing throughout the generations. At sometimes we're stronger, and at sometimes, unfortunately, we're weaker in that. But that's the avodah which a Yid has to do to be mashed the Shechinah into his home and let that filter out in the whole Bria until in Yitz Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shem will bring the Geula Shleimo, Umolo Oretz Deas Hashem, Kamayim Neyam Mechasim. We're going to see there in every part of the Bria is going to be visible the Ashros HaShechinah and the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence, like the Gemara said, Asido Eretz Yisrael Shetispashet B'kol HaOilon, Asido Yerushalayim Shetispashet, Asido Shebeis HaMikdosh Shetispashet. What was previously in Yerushas HaYochet, confined with the existence of Yerushas HaRabim, where the Rabbeinu Shalom's Shechinah is not so visible, will emit Hashem when the time comes, of Omol Oret Deas Hashem, enable the whole Bria to stand there and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, ועול משיעם להציון, ואוי סל השם המלוכו, ואוי השם למלך על כל אורת, ויהי מהו יהיה השם אחד, signifying the אחד of the יוחד, of the רשוס היוחד, ושמוי אחד, אפרי לך חנק. שמוי!